T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have fog now and mist and 28 degrees. Heavy snowfall reported in parts of central Kansas Tuesday afternoon and evening. National Weather Service reports 2.1 inches in Wichita. Heavier snow reported west of Wichita, 9 to 10 inches at Kingman, 6 inches at Mount Hope, 5.5 at Cheney, and 6.5 at Hutchinson. To the east of Wichita, 1 to 2 inches in most places. Many traffic accidents reported across south central Kansas. Streets and highways in the area are now snow-packed to slushy with slick patches. Commuters this morning will need to allow extra travel and vehicle warm-up time. Leave some space between you and that car in front of you. Classes will be in session for Wichita Public Schools today. The officials posted the decision on their Facebook page late Tuesday night. Statement reads in part, as most of the winter weather has left our area, school will be in session and the ACT testing will take place as planned. For a complete list of delays and closings, click on the link in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Road crews are dealing with the snowfall. Aaron Henning, maintenance engineer for Wichita's Public Works and Utilities, says once the snow depth reaches about an inch and a half, the plowing of Wichita's primary roadways begins.
We want to encourage everyone to please give those plows wide berth. While they're plowing, they tend to plow in tandem. That's not intended to ruin anybody's day or slow people down. It is the most effective way of getting through. So please just be patient with us as we do that.
Early Sunday evening, 34-year-old Justin Gaston was shot and killed outside a motel in South Wichita.
There was three individuals inside the vehicle that pulled into the parking lot of the City Host at 4400 South Broadway. It appears through our investigation that there was an argument inside the vehicle. The suspect shot Mr. Gaston one time. This argument appears to be drug-related.
Police Captain Brent Allred there saying the arguing parties had been in a stolen car, which was found engulfed in flames in the 5900 block of Southwest Street about an hour and a half after the murder. Monday afternoon, police arrested 31-year-old Christopher Kemmerly in West Wichita. He was charged with first-degree murder and battery domestic violence. Investigators believe these people were dealing with methamphetamines. This is Wichita's third homicide case of the year. Kansas lawmakers have begun hearing testimony on the possibility of lowering the state tax on food sales.
During a hearing Monday before the House Taxation Committee, food growers, small-town grocers, and advocates for low-income families supported reducing the 6.5% state food sales tax by 1%. Oberlin City Administrator Haley Robinson said that her town is losing money because residents can buy food over the state line in Nebraska, which doesn't tax food. John Donnelly of the Kansas Farm Bureau said the organization was concerned that lowering the state's tax on food would lead to efforts of lowering other taxes. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Former FBI director, deputy director, that is, Andrew McCabe, briefed Congress on his investigation of the president. Fox's Catherine Herridge has more.
On his book tour, the former acting FBI director Andrew McCabe said he briefed congressional leadership on the counterintelligence probe into the president.
I told Congress what we had done.
Did anyone object?
No one objected. Not on legal grounds, not on constitutional grounds, and not based on the facts.
But a member of the so-called Gang of Eight called McCabe's claim confusing and possibly misleading, since senior lawmakers knew months earlier that the FBI had effectively opened a case on Trump by investigating his campaign.
It's something that we talked about but never seriously considered.
McCabe sought to downplay conversations with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein about invoking the 25th Amendment to remove the president.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here at 6:10. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Wednesday morning.
And, wow, roadways. Yeah. Now, some of the roadways in decent condition. We've got some of the roads that have been plowed, treated, and looking okay. You're going to want to continue to be very cautious on any road that you're out on today, but the side streets and the residential streets out there, yeah, those are going to be snow-packed almost completely. So give yourself plenty of extra time this morning to get to where you're going. Make sure that you maintain a reasonable distance from between you and the person in front of you, because those stopping distances are going to be affected out there. And the crews have been out there and will continue to be out there working on the roadways, but just be extra careful this morning after yesterday's snowfall. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Hey, just remember the two S's, spacing and speed. I mean, not much traffic when I came to work at 54. We were going 50 miles per hour, but there was plenty of space between everybody. So you got to have some stopping time on this stuff. All right, let's check the forecast now with KNSS stat meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We had some impressive snowfall totals, especially to the west and south of Wichita, where nearly 10 inches fell to the south of Kingman. With a clearing sky today, high pressure starts to build back in with a high 35. Partly cloudy tonight, our low near 20, and a few slick spots on the road again Thursday, windy and 44. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, fog, mist, 28 degrees, a southwest wind at 6 miles per hour.
Fog, mist, 28?
Yeah.
Freezing fog.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. As Dan said, there's going to be slick spots tomorrow. I mean, even, 35 degrees today, not going to melt much. But on Thursday, getting up in the mid-40s, it could be some real melting. A snowy afternoon and evening across central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 34 degrees. Now, the normal high for the date is 49. This is February 20th. On this date in 1953, a snowstorm that walloped Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota produced drifts as high as 10 feet that derailed trains. That was in 1953. Now that's a snow.
That's harsh. Yes.
That's a snow. Wichita Public Schools in session today. Many other schools not in session today, but the public schools are in session. On this date in 1792, help me get this right, 1792, President George Washington signed an act creating the United States Post Office Department. It was not a national emergency, but it probably should have been. To get the post office going.
Well, in the 18th century, that's your line of communication.
That's your computer, your radio,
your
TV.
If you aren't able to send mail to people, you're on your own, basically.
You ever thought about, Ted, at that time, negotiating treaties with England and France was a, several month deal?
Yeah.
You had to take
the
letter
over there,
had to go across the sea.
Do what you need to do and then sail back. And then,
wow. I mean, the time just, everything moves much more slowly then.
Yep.
That's one of the things that's interesting in the, in 20th and 21st century America is, and the world, is how fast things move.
How instant things are now.
Yeah. You get on the computer and if it's not there in 1.5 seconds, well, I'm starting
then you're angry.
Starting to get upset.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting. All right. Do you want the Trump or do you prefer the Kim? Question being asked at a barbershop in Hanoi, Vietnam, and customers are voting for their favorite. It's part of the hype in advance of the summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Patrons can decide whether to have their hair dyed blonde to match Trump or jet black to invoke the image of Kim. This is an interesting idea these guys have in Hanoi.
That's a terrible idea. I would not want either of those choices.
But it's still interesting. The cuts are being offered for free to some customers.
Oh, for free. Well,
yeah,
okay.
There you go.
The price is right.
By hairdresser Lee Tuan Dong, who says those who want a youthful look have been opting for the Kim's hairstyle. Well, those who want to give off a power vibe have chosen Trump's color. I wonder if you can get the Trump swirl that goes around like, the comb over or whatever.
Well, then you probably start paying extra for
that. Yeah, that's probably extra. You never think about a barber shop in Hanoi for some reason. You think about, the Vietnam War and the enemy city there. But then things are, that's what they're doing in Hanoi. How was your drive in, Ted?
Not too bad.
I tell you. Well, you're mostly, you're a little residential, but no, you're not. You're not a lot, are you? You're mostly central and...
Yep, mostly central and and rock, and the plows were out. Saw three big plows in tandem going northbound on rock, clearing the way, and saw another plow going westbound on Central, so the plows are out and about.
Well, this is your story yesterday.
Streets weren't too bad. Wasn't
it from the public utilities guy? Wasn't that your story?
Yep.
Well, they were talking about plowing in tandem like that, waiting until it was an inch and a half. And I looked out the window last night when it pretty much had stopped in my neighborhood. I said, Shelly, we're not going to even get 2 inches here in Riverside, maybe an inch and a half. I got that this morning by sticking my finger on the top of my car.
That's what it seems like, a couple inches, yeah.
Yeah. 2.1 is official, but
sounds about right for what I got in East Wichita.
But you go west of here, they had some pretty good snowfall out in my old town of Kingman where I used to live. 10 inches, wow! Down south of Norwich, they had a great big snowfall down there. So, yeah, there are some schools that are not in session today, but the Wichita Public Schools, and they make that assessment based on what is it? 4 factors: snowfall, power outages, wind chill, and street condition. There's 4. And so the snowfall,
a couple inches,
not really a factor. And here's the great thing. The wind's not blowing
70
miles
an hour. No, the wind's
not
blowing, so you walk out and it's not
that
bad.
It doesn't feel bad.
No.
No.
It's just a winter morning, pretty much.
Nice winter morning and the beautiful snow out there. Of course, the kids, if they do have to go to school, they'll miss making snowmen and all that stuff that kids do when it snows. Last night, a storm Fury on the plains, the severe storm program put on by the National Weather Service. They were scheduled to do that in Kingman at 6:30 last night. I'll bet they didn't do it. You're trying to do a tornado and severe thunderstorm education process, snowed out. So you're in Kansas, right? Didn't get any notification, but that was supposed to happen in Kingman last night. Tonight they're going to do it up in Hutchinson. Again, there's plenty of snowfall up there. So Storm Fury on the plains. You've heard us talk about that with Chance Hayes from the National Weather Service. There you go. All right, coming up on 6:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's talk about leadoff sports now with Ted Woodward and the Shockers. They're on the road. They don't have to worry about getting people into the arena out there because they're on the road, right, Ted?
Yep, Shocker men at Tulsa tonight.
At Tulsa.
Yep. Yep, Shockers have beaten Tulsa 5 times in a row and 11 of the last 12 in this rivalry. Tulsa does come in on a 3-game winning streak into this one. And the Shockers beat Tulsa, you might remember, by 11 points in Wichita earlier this month. And tonight is the rematch down in Oklahoma. Shocks have struggled on the road this season, 1-7 in true road games. Shocker head coach Greg Marshall still trying to get his team to have a better mentality on the road.
Why can't we take the same fervor and intensity on the road and the inexperience, the immaturity, whatever it is, and you know, it shouldn't come from me. It should come from them. It's got to be within, and they've got to understand what it takes to win on the road. And we're not there yet. Hopefully, we're going to be better, and this is a great opportunity to start that and get our second road win of the year. It should be a great game.
Shockers are a 3-point underdog on the road tonight at Tulsa. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will be in their pregame show at 7:00 tonight. The game will tip off at 8 p.m. And that's on 103.7 KEYN. And join me and Bob Lutz after the game. We'll take your phone calls late tonight on the Shocker Locker Room Show out at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. See you there tonight. We've got college men's basketball tonight. A top 10 matchup, number 1 Duke hosting number 8 North Carolina. Duke is a 9-point favorite in that one. That'll tip off at 8 p.m. tonight. And that's over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. We've got JUCO men's basketball tonight. Butler Community College playing its final road game of the regular season. Butler at Cowley College. Cowley playing well lately, has won 7 of 9. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies beginning at 7:15 this evening, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Wichita State women are home tonight at Coke Arena. 6:30 tip-off for the Shocker ladies tonight, hosting the second-place team in the conference, Central Florida, a team that already has 20 wins on the season. Shocker ladies won 4 of their last 6 and are home tonight at Coke Arena. College men's basketball tonight. The KCAC tournament gets underway for the men. Quarterfinal round tonight in West Wichita. 22nd-ranked Friends hosting St. Mary. Friends has won 17 of its last 21 games going into the postseason. That'll tip off at 7:00 tonight. out at Friends University. Hockey action yesterday. The Wichita Thunder played a morning game in Indianapolis, and the Thunder heeded the early wake-up call and beat the Indy Fuel 5-3, Wichita snapping a seven-game losing streak with that win. Wichita continues in Indiana, a game at the Fort Wayne Comets this evening. And Kansas history for you. It was 70 years ago on this day that the first International Pancake Day race was held in Liberal, Kansas, as Liberal began its annual
deal with only
Shrove
England.
Tuesday race with only England. That all started 70 years ago on this day.
You know, I'm thinking about that the other day. I thought that was around Groundhog Day, but it's not. It has to do with Ash Wednesday.
It's the day before Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, so it's coming up next
week. So we're still 2 weeks out from this
year's
version of the International Pancake Day race.
Quite a tradition.
Yeah, and what was the deal? Somebody in Liberal read an article in Life magazine about the pancake race in Olney, and somebody Liberal said, well, why don't we do that and kind of challenge them? And it's turned into this massive thing for the folks in Liberal in the last 70 years.
Hey, let's make a note and see if that day or the day before, whatever, we can get somebody from the Liberal Chamber of Commerce on or something like that.
That'd be fun.
That'd be a neat interview. We'll think about that.
That's one of the great Kansas traditions
sure
been
is.
Going on here for the last 70 years, and Liberal looks forward to that every year.
Well, yeah, I'm going to
write that down.
Write
yep.
down Liberal pancake right there.
Okay. Well, you got 2 weeks to get that interview lined up.
And then you know it's going to take
Ash
at least
Wednesday is 2 weeks from today.
You know how I am.
There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 6:21. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to tell us about a 7-year-old Texas boy who tried to help finance a border wall, and he got in trouble for
it.
Uh-oh. Now that's coming up. Traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.